Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 11:30. Put it, hold your place there. Don't turn there, just put it on the screen. 1 Corinthians 11:31, I should say. 31. If we had judged ourselves, what would happen?
We won't be judged.
Verse 32. But when we are judged, what happens? Chastened of the Lord. Why? Why? That we should not be condemned with the world. Ananias and Sapphira got judged on that day. But they're not going to be judged in the coming day. Or come with the world. Come on, can you see this? With the world. And if you had to pick between getting judged now and later, pick now. Right now. Let's deal with it now. But what's better than getting judged now or later? Judge yourself and just don't get judged at all. Get mercy. Get grace. Come on, can you see this? This is a believer in the middle of church, in the middle of a church service, fell dead because he was judged. Because he wouldn't judge himself. Keep reading. Back in Acts 5. Is this New Testament? Is this Bible? Do we read all the Bible? We don't ignore parts and say, well, we don't want to look at that. Is all of it good for us to teach us, to help us, to correct us? And is the Lord looking out for us? He wants to protect us. Ananias fell down. His spirit left his body. That don't mean he's eternally lost. That means he's done with this life. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Verse 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, carried him out, and buried him. Didn't ask his family what kind of casket he liked. Nothing. Nothing. And nobody said anything about it either. Because a reverence for the things of God came up in the church. And people realize you don't do these kind of things. Verse 7. It was about the space of 3 hours after. So they had some good long services too, didn't they? 3 hours later, they had time to go bury the old boy. And his wife, Sapphira, shows up. I don't know if it took her a long time to get ready. What happened? But she's 3 hours... late for the service, but they're still there. And she didn't know what had happened. Her husband is dead and buried. She don't know he's dead. So she comes in. And Peter said, Sapphira, come here. Tell me. This land that you and your husband sold, did you sell it for X amount? What'd she say? Yes, that's right, that amount. If you look up the words, you know the Bible says if any two of you agree as touching anything, it'll be done for you. That same word is used with him and her. They agreed to lie about this. They were in this together. And verse 9. Peter said, how is it that you've agreed together to tempt the Spirit of God? Now come here. What's supposed to be happening? If she realized what's going on, what would she be doing before he could finish this sentence right here? What would she be doing? She would be on the floor. Is that right? God forgive me. What ignorance, what stupidity to think to come here and lie. See, they thought they're lying to the preacher. They're lying to God. God said, you lied to me. You're going to stand up in church and lie in my face. Now, the big problem here is these guys knew better. Oh, they knew better than this. They knew they didn't have to come give any of this money. They didn't have to give all of it. They didn't have to give half of it. They didn't have to do anything. Nobody is asking them to do anything. But they saw people like Barnabas and where his faith was and what a giver he was. And I'm sure people talked about it. And they want to be seen. And they want to be noticed. And they want to be up in front of the people. They want to make a big deal out of it. They want everybody to know how much they gave. But they didn't want to turn loose of that money either. So they lied. And anybody can make a mistake, that's not the end of it. If you see, you realize you've made your mistake, tell me what should you do? What should you do? And I don't mean 5 minutes from now, much less tomorrow. Come on, are y'all with me? Can you see what a serious thing this is? What should you do? Repent. Judge yourself. Repent. Give God a right to spare you, clean you, protect you. How is it you've agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them that have buried your husband, she just now found out her husband's dead. They're at the door. They just got back. And they're ready to take you too. Is this a fairy tale or did this happen? Then she fell down straightway at his feet, yielded up the ghost, and young men came in and found her dead. And carrying her forth, buried her beside by her husband. And great fear. Came upon what? All the what? Church. This is church. These are church people. This happened in the church. To the church. His judgment first began at the house of God. Can you see this, friends? Yes. Let me show you something different, though. Go over to the 8th chapter. And I'm closing with this, I think. And we're going to receive communion. And be a good time to repent. Is that right? Over communion, wouldn't it? Over communion? Yeah. In communion? And be willing, if you've wronged somebody or judged somebody, you may need to talk to them too and make it right. And if they don't want to talk to you, well, do the best you can. If it's up as far as what's up to you, and then leave the rest of it to God. Acts 8. In Acts 8, we see another move of God in this city of Samaria. Philip, in verse 5, Acts 8, 5, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ to them. And people heard the gospel. They believed the gospel. They got baptized. Are they saved? If you believe the gospel and get baptized, wouldn't you tend to believe they're saved? If they're not, we're going to have to check up on you. And there was a man there who was named Simon, a sorcerer. A sorcerer. And the Bible said in verse 13, Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. Is Simon the sorcerer now Simon the believer? Yes. Is he saved? Yes. The Bible said he believed and he was baptized. What did the Bible say? He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Simon, ex-sorcerer, I guess maybe 2 days ago, is a believer. He's a Christian. And he continued with Philip, wondering and beholding the miracles and signs which were done, because he had had a life of smoke and mirrors and fooling people, and he is looking at real miracles. And it is astonishing to him that there is actually something real. He believed. Verse 14, they sent the apostles 15 and 16 down through here to pray for them to be filled with the Spirit. And they did. And through laying on of hands, the people were filled with the Spirit. And let me see, Simon, without reading all this, he offered them money and said, give me this gift. Now, he's not trying to buy the Holy Spirit. He wants the ability to lay hands on people and them get filled with the Holy Spirit. And he tried to buy it from the apostles. And the man of God said, your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. Look at verse 21. Verse 20, where were we? Your money perish with you because you thought the gift of God may be purchased with money. Verse 21, you have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. What's the solution?
Repent.
What's the solution?
Repent.
Is Simon not in a good place right now?
Yes.
He's not in a good place. What's the solution?
Repent.
How do you get out of this bad place? Repent, therefore, that this your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. I perceive you're in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. See, he used to be big stuff around there till they came. Now it showed up that all his hocus pocus was nothing, and here's the real thing, and he's on the outside looking in. What's the solution? Humility. Humble yourself. If you mess up, judge yourself and repent. So what did he do? So Simon fell dead, and they carried him out and buried him beside Ananias and Sapphira. Huh? No, because Simon spoke up. He spoke up and said, yes, yes, would you please pray for me too, that none of these things happen to me, please. Is there a humility about him, a willingness to? Did he receive what the man of God told him? Did he flare up and say, you don't talk to me like that? That's how you get judged. That's how you get judged. No. He said, basically he was saying, yes, sir, I will, I will. And would you please pray for me too? Please, please. I don't want these things to happen to me. He spoke. And so there is no falling dead. There is no judging. Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
And he was a sorcerer a few days ago. Oh, friend. If we will keep this in mind, we need not fear. Even if we blow it badly, we don't have to perish. The enemy doesn't have to get access to us or to ours. But what must we do, and do it genuinely and do it quickly? What must we do?
Repent.
Repent. Do not wait. Do not be scared about what people may know. Don't be proud and try to hide and cover up things. That's how you get judged. Come clean quickly.
Yes.
Repent quickly. Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
Judge yourself and you won't be judged.
Yes.
Is that some of the best news you ever heard in your life, child of God? Some of the best news you ever heard in your life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.